For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. All right, welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. Guys, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate all your support. Joining me from New York is Jewari, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wearing a robe.
No, that's not a robe. That looks like a towel, but it is a robe. You're right, Jason. Points to Jason. And Jason Tebow, as always, how are you? But nope, be cool.
It is a
be
towel. Cool. Be it's cool. A towel.
It is a towel, so points to me.
Points to Sam, deducting points from me,
and
giving points to Sam.
Ari, welcome back. You couldn't make it last week. What was going on? You were shooting
filming openings for my storyteller show.
Oh, awesome, awesome. How was it?
It was good. Me and Simone did a commercial for Miller.
Oh, great. What is Big J's show coming out on Comedy Central?
It's a web show. The Crowdwork show? Oh, you should have done that. Too bad you weren't in New York.
The what show?
This Crowdwork show.
Oh, cool.
Maybe he's got a special coming out, Comedy Central. He hasn't taped it yet, but this Crowdwork show is going to be on like NBC Digital.
No, there's something. He had something on Comedy Central's billboard.
Oh, his Sirius XM show.
Oh, is that it? Oh, cool.
Yeah, him and Soder are doing the Drive Time.
It's Soder. On
Drive Time. All right, guys. Look out there on the 85 is packed. Let's go out to Tom, Chopper Tom.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, the 85 still packed. Still packed up here. Chopper Tom out.
Thank you, Chopper Tom. All right, this one's called We Wouldn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Ari, man, I want to tell you about this exciting new website I like to use when I got to do all my gambling needs. It's BetDSI, BetDSI.com for all your gambling needs.
All your gambling needs.
I know.
Listen, guys,
I'm out of
gambling. I don't recommend anything I don't use.
Need parlays?
Yes.
Need straight ups?
Yes.
Need point spreads?
Yes.
Come to BetDSI for all your gambling needs.
Need to bet on the money line?
Yes. BetDSI.com. God, I would have won so much money on Holly Holmes, man. I just couldn't find the internet to log on. But check them out, BetDSI.com.
You're not going to take that bet.
I was going to bet on her.
When?
Yeah. The night before, when I saw the weigh-ins, I'm like, whoa, she's way bigger. And she's not intimidated, and it's such a giant fucking gap.
Sometimes when something like that is 12-1, and you think, yeah, she's probably going to lose, but it's not going to be the beating that, you know, I think she, you know, she hasn't, 12-1, throw 10 bucks on it.
Yeah, why not? And use BetDSI.com. Use promo code PUNCHDRUNK to get $10 betting cash. You know who I just heard is also doing BetDSI?
Who?
Chael Sonnen.
If you'd have said Fighter and the Kid, I would have gone apeshit.
I would kill them.
I would have gone apeshit. Because we want them bad. You know why we want them bad?
I want them bad. You want them bad.
No, you're in. You can't get
You're in,
this.
Dude. You fight for me.
Dude, you're fight for you. We need you. You're the bait. You're the worm on the hook. They are
going
to fucking fuck your face up as a distraction.
Yeah,
they're just going to like fastballs into a catcher's mitt is how they're going to be hitting
That's
you.
Rude.
Fucking.
That's just rude.
And right when you've taken, like, right when people are like, oh, man, Sam might be dead if he takes one more punch, here comes Ari. And he's like, hey, guys, look over here. And when they look over there and see his fucking big clown Junos, that's when I jump on their back and start biting them. And I'm going to bite them hard, bro. Bite.
Did I ever tell you the Convict Comics joke about why Asians aren't good boxers? Because
why?
He says their faces are like catcher's mitts.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly how we feel about Fighter and the Kid, because they keep taking all of our caveman money. Those guys don't need it. We need it. So go to cavemancoffeeco.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, And that saves you 10%. And don't give it to them. Those guys roll into their fucking gold-plated studio in three Porsches. There's only two of them. How are they driving three Porsches?
Amazon links also on Punch Drunk Sports.
Last night, I slept in a ditch that I had to dig myself. You can't fucking use our code. You got to use their code. You know what their code is? We don't need your money, but we'll still take it.
That's
a long code.
That's their code.
Yeah, that's too long.
It's hard to remember. It's cumbersome.
I love it, dude. I love you. I love you, Ari. I love you.
Thanks.
Ari, I like your haircut still. I'm thinking about, I'm growing my hair out. I'm going to do a magical new haircut, but I'm not.
Let me see. Let me take off your hat. Turn around. Let me see a ball patch, because mine's a problem. Now turn around. Turn all the way. Oh, yeah. You got it, man.
Yeah,
you got it.
Got a little bit of it.
I got it.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm saying you've got a whole
thing. No, I don't.
A little bit.
I'm saying you're connected.
Oh, yeah, there's a little.
No, the back. It's the back.
No, it's the way my hair is.
You could tell. It's not from the hat. I was looking for that.
No,
turn
it
around.
Is from
let's see.
The hat. It
well,
is
give
the
it
hat.
The fix over. The give it that.
No, I'm saying you can have a mohawk.
From the hat.
It's the back.
From the hat.
The back Donald
Trump.
Yeah,
I'm just wearing the fucking hat.
You should get the backwards Donald Trump where you just do it on the back like that
all
instead
right,
of the
you guys,
front.
It's the hat. It's the fucking hat. It's the way the cowlick is. I have a cowlick right there.
Turn around. Let us see.
No. No,
why?
Don't
you turn around. This sounds a lot like the time you wouldn't let us weigh you at the Monsters Tour. Because
no, I told everybody last week how much I weigh, and I'm going to lose weight. I've cut out sugars. I weighed 218.
What?
Wow, you weighed 218 really? Pounds?
What's the most you've ever weighed?
That's it.
Really? This is the heaviest you've ever been?
Yeah.
I feel like you've looked heavier in the past.
Well, this is the heaviest that I ever weighed myself.
Yeah, he's been unable to weigh himself. Early. He might have he's still sticking at 182.
Because Mohawk Sam was looking pretty thick. Remember when you guys got off the road?
180.
You guys got off the road and Sam was drinking like Jägermeister, like fucking athletes drink Gatorade. He would just pull a bottle of Jägermeister and like, when the hell did you have a? Who has a Jägermeister problem, by the way? Other than like 19-year-old people at their prom. That's who pulls a Jägermeister bottle out. 19-year-olds that get out of a shitty limo.
I know somebody who's
prom.
Got a Jäger problem. Yeah, I had a Jäger problem.
That's
a Jäger problem.
That might have. You probably just didn't weigh yourself then.
Yeah,
I think you
that's what I
bigger.
Said.
Yeah, I think you look bigger then.
But I'm losing. I've been running, and I'm going to get down to my goal is 190.
190? So that's only 28 pounds.
That's my goal.
That's not that hard
to
do.
So I'm cutting out, I drink coffee, no sugars anymore, no sodas.
Really?
Yeah. No sugars in my soda. And then, I try not to eat late night
no
if I do.
No sugar in your soda?
No. Well, no sodas, no sugars in my coffee.
So you're not... Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were not adding sugar to your soda anymore.
No, I never did that.
No more Jägermeister in his coffee. None of that shit.
I used to put Jäger in my Jack Daniels.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck are you... What is that? I'm the drunk of the fucking show, and I'm even looking down on you for that.
I made a drink. It's called Hope Solo's Asshole, and it was Jaeger, Jack Daniels, and chocolate vermouth. So, you get that little shit in
there. Oh, that's like a shot.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, you would just take a bottle of Jaeger and just fill half of it up with Jack Daniels and then drink that.
Who does that?
Well, you just said, I used to add Jaeger to my Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
That sounds like somebody that would do
no,
that.
No, who does that?
I crunched the numbers on it, and I
no,
decided
you did
that
crunch
was bad.
The numbers on it. Who takes a bottle of Jack and puts Jaeger in it? Some people might take a shot of something and add another shot to it.
Yeah, I get it. It's a shot.
Thank you. Ari, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Boston on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and in Providence on Sunday. Laugh Boston and the Comedy Connection in Providence.
Sweet.
And then my storyteller show in New York, last one in New York is on December 15th at the Village Underground, and that's it.
And now, Jason.
I'll be at an AA meeting every day this week. If you need to change your life, come see me, and I'll introduce you to somebody that will help you do that, because it won't be me. But I would like to plug two things for friends, because I would like to start doing that on the show. Maybe we could take a minute and plug some things for some people that we love. First, I would like to say, if you are in the San Francisco area... I believe it's December 16th through the 19th, our buddy Nick Youssef will be doing a live taping of his new album at the San Francisco Punchline. So if you're there for that, please go do that. And another friend of our show, Chad Zumach, his album just came out on iTunes. It's called Reckless Operation. So please download that, rate and review it. And that's all I got right now. Thanks.
Super excited about a lot of fun stuff coming up. I thought I was doing the Clipper, official Clipper fan show at the Laugh Factory, and then I realized Jay Masada hates me, so that's not happening.
Wait, what? What? What?
Yeah, the Clippers. Well, this one isn't official. The next one won't be official, but the Clippers are doing fan comedy nights, and they were going to do it at the Laugh Factory, and I got asked to do it by the guys organizing it, and then the Laugh Factory said no. So that's
so terrible.
Yeah. Where am I going to be? I'm just going to be in L.A. this week. This week I'm in L.A. Next week I'm in San Diego at the Wood on Thursday. No, that's Wednesday. I'm at the Woods. And then Friday night I'm at the Dirty at 12:30. If anyone's going to Vegas, going to watch the fights, let me know. I'll come watch them with you.
You're going to be in Vegas?
Yeah, I got asked to do the Dirty at 12:30 that week. I'm so excited. So I'm going to stay for the fight to maybe drive home after or figure something out. But I'm going to stay in town for the fights.
Yeah, that I would hit Rogan up like the day of or something. Or just be like, hey, I'm here if there's any.
I don't know. I feel like I annoy him, so I just don't want anyone to do it anymore.
I know what you mean, dude. Sometimes you ask people for favors, and you're like, am I only annoying you? All you do is say no, I can't. Like if you try to ask somebody for a poker game, and then they say no five times. You're like, am I bothering you?
Yeah, I just don't want to.
I feel that way about chicks.
What, when you ask them to fuck?
Oh, and then I'm excited to announce. Can I just announce them? I will be at New Year's. Well, on the 26th of December, I'm with Red Band and Dean Del Rey in Fresno at the Tower Theater. And then I'm doing New Year's in Las Vegas. Oh. I'm doing the L.A. Comedy Club, so I'll be in Vegas for New Year's, which I am extremely excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, are you? Nope, but we lost them. They hung up on us, and I was just about to add them. So that's it, man. A lot of fun stuff. What do we want to get into? We want to get into we'll talk UFC with the guy from Sure Dog that's coming in, and then we'll talk
about. Let's talk about the big news.
Let's.
In the NBA.
Yes.
The one thing
I like, but it's like long overdue.
Yes.
Assuming you're talking about the retirement.
Who cares about that guy?
Of Darth
Vader. Really?
The Golden State Warrior. That guy hasn't been relevant in fucking 3 years.
I agree.
I
thought we were going to shit on him for making a big deal out of something that should have happened a long time ago.
Yes, let's shit on him. It's too bad. I really wanted him to play another year because I really felt like if he kept playing, he could really mire the Lakers in this
You know what I'll tell you about Kobe Bryant? If you don't think he reads his clips and what people are saying about him, you're crazy. This was all stemmed from every time he turned on SportsCenter, everybody was shitting on him.
Yep.
You're the worst player in the NBA right now. You're a detriment to your team, and you're hurt. And you know what?
He has been.
I'm going to tell you this. You don't think that the Lakers wanted this to happen, you're fucking nuts. Because they definitely wanted him to leave. They knew that if they didn't sign him next year, if he's like, I want to play another year, and he didn't sign him, idiot Laker fans who are like mean girls would go fucking nuts, so
no, they
had to let him hang
go.
Himself.
They can never let him go. They would have to let him keep playing as long
as
he wants.
Right, right. So now he shits the bed so badly, and Byron Scott's taking bullets for this, and they're going to let him quit.
It's a $30 million shitting of the bed, too. Let's not fucking overlook the fact that he has a max contract.
I mean, dude, the wheels fell off. The wheels fell off way worse for him than it did Jordan. And in that aspect, yet again, Jordan beat him.
I mean, Jordan at least left the Bulls and then kind of still had a boner to play and went somewhere else and wasn't himself.
Yeah, but
Kobe Bryant's doing this in his fucking front yard.
Well, no, I keep adding him and it keeps going off. What is this?
Adding who?
A guy's calling it. I think Kobe Bryant, you know, it's just like you're an egotist. His even everything he does is like a ripoff of Jordan. Jordan announces his retirement, he did it through a letter. You know, I mean, just the guy has no original thoughts.
Look at his stats for the last 3 years. In 13-14, he played six games. You know, 13 points a game, but six games. Who cares? Then the next year, 14-15, he played 35 games. He scored 22 a game, but he shot 37% from the field.
Yeah,
which means
29% from 3-point land.
Which means he took 40 shots a game,
shooting 30.5%, 20% from 3-point land.
They said based on a certain number of shots you must reach, he is the worst 3-point shooter in the NBA.
And yeah, he keeps shooting 1.4 out of 6.8 per game.
And then he had some big.
He's never taken as many 3-point shots ever in his career.
Yeah,
because he's just lazy sitting in the fucking perimeter. He's like the old guy that plays on the court with you that. you know, doesn't. But he just wants to shoot and get like a workout in.
I'm gonna try this again, right? Should I hit this dude? Should I hit the plus sign? I hit the plus sign. It goes away. I don't know what to tell you. You know what? What can you do? It's gonna be interesting to see how this tour goes because. This farewell tour, because Kobe isn't necessarily loved the way...
They'll love him. They'll love him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Think they're going to give him, like, all these, like, rocking chairs and shit? It's going to be...
Yeah, that's what I... I remember the first time I saw that was with Kareem. And it was like... It really was... Every team really did want them to... Want to be able to give that farewell. I mean, just 40 minutes of the game, Kareem, you know, and how beloved he was. And I think Kobe, you'll have the same sort of shit. Same thing with everybody dies and they were an asshole in the comedy scene. People go, no, they were great. This is like a funeral.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to, like, give it up for the guy. No one's going to mention the rape. They're going to keep it classy.
They're going to keep it classy. Wonder what they're going to do in Denver. Are they going to give him the rape kit?
Not me.
Yeah, maybe that girl will present him a fucking chair.
Okay. I'm at the Clipper game where it's his last game there. I boo him.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't know how to add this guy. Let's see what he does. Yeah, I knew we were going to lose Ari.
I boo him.
I knew we were going to
lose. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? You ruined our show, dude.
Why can't you pick up the phone right, Sam? That's why they don't put you on the Laugh Factory.
He just ruined our show, and then he brought it right back.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. I'm trying to get Ari before we lose him for the whole entire show. What do you want to talk about?
You gotta pretend you're Mexican. They'll put you on. I mean, you might not even know you're Armenian.
That's true.
I think that cat's out of the bag.
All right, hold on. Let's see if we can add Ari here. Why are we? How do I unpause him?
Hit the pause thing. There we go.
There we go. Ari, I don't know what happened there. Sorry.
Okay, you put me on hold.
We didn't mean to. I'm trying to add these guys, and they just... Oh, here we go. Now you're on with us. How are you?
Hey, it's Canadian Craig.
Hey, Canadian Craig. How are you? You're calling in with Ari in a towel.
That's fucking phenomenal.
You're doing
the fucking Eskimos won the Grey Cup, boys.
Oh, yeah.
I was very upset to see the Red Blacks lost.
Did you use BetDSI and bet on that?
Oh, I didn't win jack shit. The Red Blacks, man. I bet on those puppies.
Oh, yeah. Man, those Red Blacks.
I'm surprised they let you bet on that. I think BetDSI only allows betting on real sports.
Can you?
Come on, man.
What?
Oh, boy. The Grey Cup is important.
Ari knows where his meat and potato is, and it's Canada.
That's great.
How many babies do you think happened because you guys won the Sweet Cup?
Are we talking like Eskimo babies or like regular babies?
I'm talking like...
We just kill Eskimo babies.
I think I'm talking Edmonton straight fucking.
Oh, everybody. Just in the streets. Fucking piles of snow used as beds. Just phenomenal.
Do you think people, they were rioting? Do people riot when they win the Grey Cup? Were they like, yeah, we're champions! Burn the city!
Who played?
We riot when we lose the Grey Cup.
Oh, yeah, that's
we just riot all the time. It's fucking fist fights and shit, man.
I think the rule should be the team that wins should be able to go to the city that lost, and they get to burn their city down.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, like they fuck them up.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you lost. Fuck
for
you.
Sure.
We're going to burn down your IHOP.
Where are the Red Blacks from?
We don't have IHOP. No.
You don't have IHOP?
For sure, no IHOP.
They have Tim Hortons. Deluxe.
Hold on, dude. How can you not have IHOP?
No,
they're the International House of Pancakes.
Yeah, just in America.
What, you got Denny's?
No, it's international.
Yeah, it's international.
We got Denny's. We got like fucking thousands of Denny's in each city.
Dude,
overrun with...
Well, maybe you just don't have an IHOP. Maybe the rest of Canada has IHOPs.
I haven't heard of any, but I don't know. Isn't that like black people shit? We don't have
Whoa.
I like
black
this guy.
People shit.
I like this guy.
Red State Teeth's going crazy. By the way, for you at home who can't see this, Ari looks like he's playing Conor McGregor in a gay porno right now. Like if they did a gay porn of like a gay version of Conor fighting Aldo and loser gets fucked in the ass. Ari's walking out with his Irish flag and his mohawk and he's walking around and he's going to get his ass beat.
I'm ready to take your back.
You look more ready to have your back taken.
Hey, I'm ready. Hey, you got a back? I'm ready to take it.
I can see that.
Why do you sound like Josh Martin in that one?
Hey, Aldo.
Now, did we ever find out what the red blacks mean? Because we had our crack staff look it up, and Frank looked it up for about 12 minutes, and then he goes, I think it just means the colors. I go, I don't think. I bet there's more of a meeting than that, but we're just going to let you take a time out.
Would you
on
say
this one.
Frank is the worst stack guy?
Oh, he's just... I've had people tell me, like, he was looking something about female fighters. He's looking something up. And I had somebody tell me, like, text me, I was listening to your podcast. He couldn't figure out what it was. I, on my phone, in my car, Googled it and found it in less than a minute. And then, like, 7 minutes of your show, you're trying to get this guy to look this up. I go, hey, stat guy, why don't you look up? Why don't you quit telling us about the open mic that you're fucking hosting? And look up, what do the red blacks mean as a team name? It's a weird thing, red blacks. 10 minutes go by and he goes, I think it just means the colors. I'm pretty sure that they weren't down in between. Like, should we be the red blacks or the circle triangles? Because colors are cool and so are shapes.
Did you find out what red black means?
What, Frank?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, he might have just given us the answer.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Somebody tweeted to me this week.
Where are the red blacks from? Get my video. Where are the red blacks from and where are the Eskimos from?
The Eskimos are from Eskimo land.
All right, Sam. I'm not sure if you know.
Ari, they got a new open mic. It's a storytelling open mic at the Comedy Store that everyone's really excited about. It's like they packed it out. Everybody goes up there and they do new stories.
Oh, wow. When is that?
He did last Sunday, but I think the
once
success
a month
of
on
it,
Sundays.
They'll start doing it every Sunday.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kyle was telling me they're just going to do it once a month.
I like that idea. I'd like to do it.
That's great. So that everybody knows what the story is. So you don't. It's hard to do a story in a regular show.
Edmonton Eskimos, Ottawa Red Blacks.
Oh, I bet I know what red black is.
I'm about to
Ottawa's
find out.
The capital. Maybe it has something to do with the colors of the flag? No.
Swing and a miss.
Try to see what this fucking name
real
means
quick.
Here.
No, that's just red.
Did you give the Sherdog guy the number to call in at 1?
Yep.
Okay. So they got an open mic, man. They got an open mic. I have an hour. I think I'm going to – I don't know if I should record a CD or try to shoot my own special. I like what you did with yours. I know a website did it, Ari, but I like how you shot like a TV quality one and then later on sold it to him. I just have this hour that I just kind of want to throw out.
You know, you should talk to Patrick.
Patrick who?
Capolino.
Oh, yeah, but was he going to come to L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But how quality is it?
Well, I'll show you the one he did. And I mean, it was his first one, but it was three cameras and, you know, he needed a makeup person for sure. He didn't have that. But and like a couple choices to make in terms of like blacking out the yuck yuck sign. But I think Breslin forced him to like just took advantage of him being young and said you need to leave the sign in. So it just looked kind of gross. But
I have a couple places I want to shoot.
Quality itself is pretty good. He did it for $1,500.
I think I might do that. That's my goal. Yeah.
And then sell it later, and if not, sell the audio on iTunes.
Yeah, I was gonna rip it off. Let's see if we can get this fucker on. Hey, you're on with Ari Shaffir, Jew Hawk in New York, and my good friend Jason Tebow.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
I got a question for Red State Teeb.
Sure, buddy. Just better be about
bitches.
Who
do you like in the college football?
Oh, good question.
God, man. Sheesh. I mean, Alabama's tough to beat. But I tell you what, if Alabama loses in this SEC championship, there might not be an SEC team in the Final Four, which would be great.
And if that happens, right when they announce no SEC team made it, just be quiet and you'll hear the gun bullet going through Eric Eligny's head.
Oh, I had listening to this guy last night. About
I love that guy, but my God, that guy is so retarded when it comes to fucking SEC football.
You know what he said to me last night? He goes, man, SEC teams are just better. The worst SEC team could beat most teams in this country. And if you look at their players, they're just bigger, better, and most people in the NFL are from the SEC. But I'm not like trying to toot the SEC's horn.
Yeah.
I go, that's exactly what you're doing. You're doing nothing but that. I'm at least have the balls to say, listen, let me toot the SEC's horn here for a second, and then follow up with a bunch of ridiculous statements.
Here's what
I know, there might not even be an SEC team in the Final Four. Yeah, I do hear that. Then how can you say the worst team is the best team in the country?
I'm just going to say this. Here's what the SEC does. They tell everybody, we're the greatest conference in the world. We're the greatest college football conference out there. But this is what they do. They only play themselves or cream puffs on their schedule. So if Jason and I are saying, we're the greatest comics ever, and we're only playing with each other, or we gig with open micers, how can you compare? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't put me in a real lineup with real comics, you'll never know. So the SEC never goes out and plays anybody for real. You never see them go play a USC or an Ohio State in conference. I mean, in season. So they're only taking... What?
Is the SEC the blackest league?
The blackest league?
It's up there.
Cam Newton.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there.
You know, because they recruit so heavily from the South.
Yeah.
And that's why they have the most NFL players, because the NFL is predominantly black.
No, wow. That's not why.
Is this Eric Aligny on the phone? Better.
No, here's the thing about this. I don't think, like, everybody just wants to get drafted, but the question is, who has the most, like, they did something about who has the most NFL players, and it was, like, Ohio State and USC.
USC has a lot. You know,
yeah, it was somebody else, too. They just said almost, maybe it was Les Miles, almost got fired, but they said it hadn't resulted in championships, but it has resulted in the most NFL players.
Yeah. He's been winning like 12 games, like 10 games a season for 10 years.
In answer to your question, I think a Big Ten team wins this college championship. Michigan State's tough to beat. Iowa's undefeated, and both those teams, winner and loser of the Big Ten championship, may still make it to the Final Four.
Well, hold on. What about this? What about this? No, both those teams can't.
No, one will only make it, unless Alabama loses. But then, no, dude. Because who's your finals? You right now, if
Alabama and the Big Ten winner.
No, hold on. Michigan State, in no matter what happens. Even if they lose.
Oh, Clemson loses, they could get out.
No, I think Clemson loses, they're not in.
I think they're still in.
What about Stanford? Does Stanford have a chance?
Nah.
Stanford has two losses.
I don't think Stanford gets in. That was a big win against Notre Dame. What they really did was fuck Notre Dame out of it. Because Notre Dame wins that game, I think they're in.
If Notre Dame had one win and Clemson lost, they would definitely be in. They would do anything.
Notre Dame was 5, and then they lost that. And that's a tough way to you lose a road game barely against Stanford, who was 8. I think it was 5-8. Notre Dame wins that game, I think they're in.
You know what's
because honestly, Iowa or Michigan State is going to lose.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
So that means Notre Dame would have moved up to 5, and then all they needed is Oklahoma or Alabama to lose a game, and then they're in.
Yeah.
But now they're not. Now, can Ohio State make it without even being in?
I think so.
They're talking about that.
They need a lot. They need a couple things to happen. And, you know, if Ohio State can get bumped up to, like, 5-ish, you know.
They always want to get them in. The fucking money people always want to get Ohio
Alabama,
in.
Notre Dame, Ohio State, they all travel.
Who's definitely going to make it. Iowa or Michigan State. The winner of that is in.
Yes.
No matter what.
Iowa, yes, correct. Yep.
The loser is out.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
So you don't think so?
I think so.
I think if Michigan State wins, and it's a close game, but Michigan State wins, Iowa and Michigan State both be one-loss teams, and if Alabama loses in a bad way, I could argue a case for Michigan State and Iowa both getting in, which essentially they both have one losses to each other in a championship game.
I think the only way Iowa gets in is if they win. This game coming up. If they don't win,
North Carolina get in.
North Carolina can't get in.
With a win at Clemson?
I personally don't think so. I don't think they'll do it. They lost early, which it's just the truth is brand recognition. The teams with brand recognition get in, have a bigger.
That's why Ohio State got in last year, and it fucking sucks.
But he won it.
They won it. Pushed him up.
I agree with you. I didn't think they'd ever. I don't know if you know. There's a video going around of me proclaiming they'll never win a championship again. But I don't think Iowa gets in. I think the only way Iowa gets in is if they have to beat Michigan State, which is a big if. Ohio State gets in, I think, if either Alabama or Clemson loses.
But one thing you notice is that with all this SEC talk since this bowl. you know, Final Four thing has started. Big Ten team won it. The three teams that were arguing about getting this thing and winning are Big Ten teams.
Yeah.
And an ACC team. You know, and but there's still all this SEC, ESPN talk.
Right.
That it's like, but why are we? Why is nobody talking about four or five SEC teams all on the bubble trying to get in?
No, I'm with you.
We're talking about four Big Ten teams and an ACC team.
They should make it six teams.
No, they should go to eight teams. They should go to eight teams.
I agree with Sam. I think eventually
it will go to eight. They'll go to eight. Especially this year.
I like six. I like giving.
Yeah, but then you
got to
give somebody a bye, and then it's unfair because you get a week off with these young kids and their young bodies, and one team gets that extra week. I think you make it.
If you're number one all year long, you should get a bye. If you're the only undefeated team in football, you should get a bye.
Right.
I think you go eight, and I think you go two.
I'd like to see eight. I think eight would make more money. I think the reason no one's talking about any SEC, because if Alabama loses, they become a two-loss team. Now you got to go back and look at, you can't get into these playoffs with two losses.
How
I
many
don't care
one
what
loss,
conference you're from.
How many one-loss teams do you not allow into this to let a two-loss Alabama in?
Okay, how about this?
Saying.
Why don't we go in the most fuckable tournament? Like, what teams would you like to see based on the chicks who go to the school's fuckability?
Every
Alabama,
single one of them.
Alabama.
Every single college.
Alabama, for sure. Clemson, you know, they got some hot snatch. I mean, I'm going to take Tebow's word. He says Notre Dame's got hot chicks.
No way.
I don't think so.
Have you been there?
I don't think so.
Have you ever been there?
No, hold on.
Hot, rich chicks.
Let me just say
this, these aren't chicks from South Bend. These are rich chicks from all over the country.
But, dude, when you're 20 years old, they're all hot. We're talking like...
But hot... But, look... If you're a rich fucking guy, you got a hot fucking wife. This is your theory. And then you bang this hot chick, and your kid is hot. And she has good health care and good dental care and had braces.
Ari, listen, Tebow, I'm going to tell you, 9-loss Texas gets into the fuckable playoffs, okay?
100% agree.
9-loss Texas.
Texas
gets in.
My alma mater, San Diego State.
I take Stanford. I like Asian.
I don't think San Diego State gets enough recognition for how hot the chicks are, but I would have to go just purely on a love of cocaine and ability to fuck at the drop of a hat. Arizona State, 5-loss Arizona State gets into the fuckable playoffs.
Maybe 8-loss Arizona State.
Yeah. Ooh, UCLA, maybe? But I just think they're all Asian chicks, and not an Asian woman.
No, I tell you though.
I like Asian chicks.
We start getting Pepperdine. Pepperdine have a football team.
This guy like Asian chicks.
I know.
Fuck you, okay? We're going, who's our fuckable Final Four?
This is the tranny correspondent. I like Asian chicks.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know it was tranny correspondent. That's crazy.
This guy's like, okay. What,
tranny,
what,
where
what,
are you?
What all boys school do you let into this fucking tournament we're talking about here?
Okay, if you had to go all gay fuckable Final Four, okay. Who are you going?
What do you mean?
I'd probably, again, go with, like, UCLA or Stanford.
I think UCLA's in. I think UCLA's in. The University of Miami is a number one seed.
UCLA.
Is a number one seed.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you Miami?
But,
yeah,
I mean,
Miami,
does that mean there's a lot of...
Fucking, I got to go to Miami. Jesus Christ.
Now, let me ask you, if only one Pac-10 team gets in, who in the gay, bangable Hall of Fame playoffs gets in, USC or UCLA? I think USC does because they have a better film school.
I think UCLA just because they have so many Asians that even if they, like little docile-looking ones, even if they're not trannies, you give this guy a couple of a Sam Tripoli special, half a bottle of Jack Daniels, half a bottle of Jägermeister, and throw a strap on that chick. This guy's not going to know fucking up from down. You know, he's like, is it a red black? Is it a black red? I don't care. Just throw it in my ass.
Ari, who do you got in the gay hall, gay playoffs?
Yeah, it's so tough. There's so many gay areas.
So many gay areas.
I mean, do they have to be good in football also, or just the gays?
That's a great question.
I'm going to nominate Vassar College.
But in the fuckable chick Hall of Fame, we put in.
You just need a long.
We put in 9-loss Texas.
Yeah, you just need a long snapper and a quarterback.
I don't know, man. I don't know who we got two in there. Maybe just the other sides are blank.
SFU.
Yeah, but see, I feel like San Francisco used to be a really gay city. It's not gay anymore. Like it used to be. It's all
big. It changes every about 12 years. I mean, entire neighborhoods can change completely.
You guys, we're thinking about this too much. The answer is pretty simple. Santa Monica Community College. That thing's chock full of fucking people that are right on that borderline of tranny or fucking...
Maybe St. John's? Do they even have a football team?
There'd be plenty of Mexicans.
New York City?
LA, you like Mexicans, bro.
How about New York?
Mexicans make Rutgers. Good trannies.
You Rutgers. Banged a Mexican while you were here. Of course you like Mexicans.
Did you bang a Mexican or a Mexican bang you?
I mean, there were various different encounters.
What a fucking vague, politically correct. That's a textbook punch drunk answer.
Dude, if you could slob on one knob.
Too late, I think.
Whose knob would you rather slob on? Caitlyn Jenner's or a black tranny's?
Mia Isabella.
Isabella, nice.
What does that even mean, Isabella?
Isabella, she's a... Mia Isabella. She's been on The Naughty Show. She's like a tranny.
Like a tranny?
She's a tranny.
Oh, there's a big difference. Hell, I'm like a tranny, depending
Ari,
on the day.
So you don't want to join in the gay playoffs?
I don't know which colleges are more gay. It's like...
St. Mary's College.
It's probably an art school, right, that we don't even know about.
St. Mary's is an all-girls college right across the street from Notre Dame that Notre Dame owns, but it's all girls. You know there's so much lemon licking going on in there.
Lemon licking. I like that. Okay, we're going to take one more call. Oh, no, he left. All right. So that was it. That was a fun thing.
Turn your video back on. By the way, I just did a quick search. I mean, honestly, it took 45 seconds, and I found out what the red blacks means.
Yeah, me too.
What is it? See? Took you guys 45 seconds.
Yeah.
They used to be like the Rough Riders or something, didn't they?
Yeah.
No, it calls into attention the fact that the Rough Riders used to be a team from the late 1800s, and they've been there that long, and their team colors were red and black, and they wanted to honor that. So they named them the Red Blacks. They were going to name them Red and Blacks, but they just named them Red Blacks. And honestly, they said every Ottawa sports team has had red and black in their team colors.
I like when cities do that kind of have this color coordinated fucking thing.
Pittsburgh is like that.
Yeah, I like
that. They all have yellow and white and black.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Steelers.
Yep.
Steelers are black.
And Pirates.
Pirates.
Pirates. Penguins.
Penguins. Yeah. You're right. Why? Why do they have black?
And I think it's cool, man. The Clippers should go Dodgers colors. The Clippers should go Dodgers colors.
Royal blue.
Royal blue and dark grays.
I mean, then you still got the Lakers fucking everything up, and then the Raiders, and then if they come or whoever. I guess the other two teams would kind of fit that scheme, though.
I think the Clippers should go purple and yellow.
That's funny. They stole the logo.
Wouldn't that be? I hate their new uniforms, by the way. I like the black ones, but
I hate the logo.
I mean, it's 2015.
It looks 8-bit, doesn't it? Like it's 8-bit.
I was watching the game on Friday with Jay Rogers. He said it best. He goes, "These look like uniforms. The only thing keeping them from looking like uniforms in the 80s is their shorts are long. If their shorts were shorter with these uniforms, it would look, I would think it was 1986 and I was watching like an old school fucking game."
Unbelievable.
Like in a new era, in a new era with like all the technology that we have, graphic design, everything's much easier to do. That's the logo they came up with.
Their black uniforms look like summer league uniforms. It's like, that's not a professional basketball league uniform.
Even their white ones,
The logo sucks. The logo sucks.
And the LAC
thing. They just tried to do
the
Cubs. If you look at it, it's very much like the Cubs.
I don't like it.
Ari, what are you doing?
I got something to eat.
Are you at a gay bathhouse right now?
Why is it?
A gay bathhouse?
Let me ask you this.
I should do this from a bathhouse, though.
That would be great. Just dudes.
Isn't that redundant, too? Aren't all bathhouses gay?
No, they all have the capacity to be gay, but it's up to you to make it happen.
That should be the motto for your asshole. Capacity to be gay, but it's up to you to make it happen. Why are you only wearing a towel? Now, I have my theories.
What is that picture back there? Doesn't it look like balls and a dick?
I think it looks like a cockroach or something.
That one?
Yeah. What is that?
How does that look like balls and a dick? Is it a spider?
It's a Steiner.
A what? Oh, it's a tiger spider. Steiger.
Gross. That's my biggest name.
Steiner's the artist.
Oh. How much you pay for that?
I got it free.
Oh, is he a Jew fan?
No, somebody who had like a whole collection. I saw it in his house and I was like, that was cool. He goes, take it then.
You knew about 10 minutes, actually you've known for 4 years now, that you had a podcast coming on at noon. You knew that we were running 3-4 minutes late, and yet when we started this, you're just laying on the couch in a towel.
Yeah.
You've taken the time to get up and get a bowl of whatever the fuck you're eating, but yet haven't found the time to find a shirt.
Where's your professionalism?
I was trying to take. I got out of the shower.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know 12 to 2. That's
hold on. Did Tranny Hooker just force his way back into the show?
Is that Tranny Hooker on the phone?
Tranny, you there?
Nah, it's John Smith, bro.
John Smith, bro.
That sounds like a real name.
Yeah.
Hey, John Smith, bro. What's up?
John Smith, bro. How's things?
John Smith, bro, sounds like a Keanu Reeves movie. John Smith, bro, doesn't take shit.
Bro, I don't take shit. Hey, Teeb. What did you think about the Vikings Falcons game? And do you think Adrian Peterson will get to 2,000 yards rushing again?
Ever in his career, he won't get to it this year.
He's got 1,164 right now, and he has 5 games left.
Well, he would have to get, 180 yards a game or something like that in the next 4 games.
We're not going
to
crunch the numbers right now, but it's a lot. It's a lot of yards.
Yeah,
he's going to go for 1,600. He's going to go for 1,600, but he's not going to go for 2,000 ever again.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I mean, he
bag of bets.
Oh, bag of bets! Bag of bets!
By the time he does that, I don't think that this show will exist anymore.
Bag of bets!
And by that, I mean next season.
Bag of bets!
But
2 years left.
He wants to do bag of bets.
Sure, I'll do a bag of bets.
Oh, get the bag out! Bag of bets!
You think he's going to go for 2,000 yards before his career's over?
I mean, we have, 5 years for him to do it?
2,000 yards?
Two years, maybe.
He didn't play a whole season last season.
Oh, you think he's going
to? One season, but he's already what? How old is he?
Hold on, you're both betting the same thing.
No, we're not. He's saying he won't. I'm saying it's possible.
I thought we were going to talk about by the end of the season.
Oh no, he's saying ever again in his career.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said if he could do it in 2 years, this show wouldn't even exist anymore. That's what I was saying.
Because he won't get it.
I mean,
he's 30 years old. He's a running back who's 30 years old.
Yeah, but some of these guys just have this genetic makeup that they can
play.
He's
a very special 30, and he
had a year off.
2 years off.
I know. Everybody gives him this, Superman idea. He had one season with 2,000 yards.
Yeah, but look how well he's playing right now, young man.
Incredible.
He got 1,700 one year and 2,000 one year, and then the next best was 1,380.
That's still good.
Still best. That still wins, rushing title of the season.
I know, but you understand
millennium.
You need 50% more yards to get to 2,000.
No, not if you have 13. Yeah, you do. You're right. Well done.
I mean, so year he'll beat 1,380 this year. He'll definitely get more than that. But
what's he at right now? 11 and change?
1,164. He's at about 100 a game.
He's at about 1,200. So
he's at about 100.
Yeah, he's not gonna
go for 1,700.
Nah,
but he also might get hurt.
I mean, he needs 200 yards a game for the rest.
Which
of the season.
Which isn't gonna happen.
No, it's not.
But
gonna
he'll get I think he'll get 15, 16. And he's got
bag of bets plus or minus 1,600.
Hold on. No,
ooh,
dude.
That's more interesting.
Okay, you want bag of bets, Tebow, on that?
I mean, I think
I'm down.
I think he can get that.
You don't think hold on. 400 he thinks
more,
he can.
400 yards in the next 5 weeks? Yeah, he can do that.
So you up it up. Do you think he can get 17? 17, 17, 17, 17. Do I hear 17, 17, 17, 17? No, I hear 17, 17, 17. Do I hear 17?
He can get to 18, I think.
Oh, he says 18. 18, 18, 18. Do you think he can go 18, 18?
And what is that right now? What is he at right now?
11. Almost 12.
And they have, 5 games left? Is that right? 5 or 4?
5.
5 games.
So let's see.
He has a hard schedule, too. The all teams with winning records.
That's still only 120 yards a game. He's averaging that.
Do you hear 19, 19, 19? Do I hear
120 yards a game.
Am I going to hear 19,
probably the last 4 weeks, what's he averaging? This guy's picked up a lot of steam in these last few weeks.
19, 19. Right. Sir, you believe he can get 1,900 yards? Sir, do you?
1850.
I hear 1850. 1850. Come on, 1850.
Who do they play?
They play,
you got it?
No, I don't have it.
Okay, they play the Packers,
okay.
The Bears, the
okay.
Giants,
okay.
The Cardinals, that's and the Seahawks.
Two good run games. I'll go bag of bets on 1850 that he can't get it.
So wait, what does that mean? You think more than 1850?
I think he can't hit 1850.
And he thinks he can.
No way can he hit 1850.
No.
Well, you want in on it too, Ari?
Ari, you want to go double bag of bets against this guy? You and I both pay it off if he doesn't get 1850?
And then he does double?
If he gets 1850, you and I have to pay off the bag of bets. If he gets less than 1850, this guy has to do double of whatever the bag of bets is.
Ooh.
Are you into that?
It depends what it is, dude.
Like, no, you can't do that. That's what the bag
dude,
of bets is. It's the
what
randomness.
Bag of bets is. You were either.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your name again, dude?
John Smith, bro.
John Smith, bro. Okay. John what's Smith, your Twitter bro. Handle, John Smith, bro?
John Smith, bro.
No, seriously. What's your Twitter handle?
At John Smith.
John Smith. That's
no
it?
No way.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. You're being disrespectful. I'm going to look it up right now.
Tweet at Punch Drunk right now.
Tweet at us right now, dude,
before
we do
that. Save
Sam
7 okay, minutes I'll, on his I'll phone of looking up the 9 billion John Smiths there are
yeah,
on Twitter.
Yeah, seriously. Tweet at us right now, dude. Right now.
You know, John Smith. I just looked it up. 8 followers. No tweets.
Are we ready for me to pull out the bag?
Yeah, I just tweeted you.
No, we gotta know who this guy is first.
Yeah, all we right. gotta know who he is so we have some real recognition here. Because I haven't seen. Oh, here it is. It's this is John Smith, bro. It's J. Period G I E F E R. Okay, so this is it. We got you, dude.
All right, favorite that.
Okay, wait. So we got 2 bag of bet situations going on here.
We have 2 bag of bet situations going on here.
When are we drawing and for what?
I am drawing right now.
I'm gonna let me shake it up.
I mean, I've been shaking it for a few minutes here.
Oh, shake it up.
The literally did nothing. Literally, I'm had my hands on it. Nothing even moved.
Let go while you talk. I'm gonna shake it up.
Yeah, good. Because you just keep shaking that.
Cool.
What happens is if Adrian Peterson ends this regular season with 1,850 yards or more, Ari and I both have to pay this off. If he finishes with...
If he goes to 18... If he has 1849, we can round up, right?
No!
Fuck no!
I mean, did you just ask that? That's just rude.
All right.
If he has 1849 okay. or less... Yeah, but, okay, then... But if he gets 1850, we can round down. If he has 1849 or less, you have to pay off this bag double.
Okay.
So if it's go 24 hours without a cell phone, you have to go 48 hours without a cell phone. If
okay,
it's
fine.
If it's wash your face with cum, you have to wash your face with 2 cums.
2 jizz. We get to pick the jizz, too.
Can I have a partner? Mean? Can Sam be on my team?
Dude.
Sam will not.
I'm a moderator.
We'll never, ever even do a bag.
Well, hold on. Let's see if we get another caller who thinks they can go above.
Any callers out there want to join John Smith and this thing that Adrian Peterson will go above 1850. Any
okay,
call.
What do you think he will do?
I think he...
That's 120 yards a game for the next 5 games.
I think he'll go below.
Yeah, I think he'll go below that too.
You can do it, John
Smith. In particular, Carolina, I mean, Seattle and Arizona are what was my deciding factor. Both those have stingy run defenses of those last 2 games of the year.
Who wants
in? Minnesota's
in?
Playing for their life. And there is another bag of bets that's going on as well. If Minnesota wins 2 more games, I have to jerk off on the podcast via Skype while you
no
two.
Way.
Yep.
No.
Once you're back in the studio,
we don't need that.
Hey, we made this bet with Mervis.
No, I don't need to watch you jerk off. Ari still owes me a dick sucking.
I
he has to suck my dick.
I suggest you don't look at the screen.
Ari, you suck my dick, then I'll do fart funnel.
I want to get my tongue all the way around your
You
cup.
Have to suck it. Ari, if you bite my dick, I will kill you. I will
not
kill you.
Not
going
to bite your dick, Sam. That won't be fun for either of us. I'm looking for jizz, not blood.
Yeah, we got 2. This will be our 3rd bag of bets. It's in the queue right now. Fart funnel. Either me or Mervis jerking off via Skype during the show while they're staring at you two. And then now this one. So it's going to be an exciting.
Ari does owe me a dick sucking.
December is, but that wasn't a part of the bag of bets. He just said he was going to do it.
No, we made a bet. We didn't pull
no, we
out.
No, we didn't make a bet. I just said I want to suck your dick.
No, yeah. We did make a bet, Ari. We did make a bet. Ari, we did make a bet, and you lost, and you owe me a dick sucking.
I want to suck the brown.
We made a bet, Ari. We made a bet. And we made a bet, and you lost, and you owe me fucking some DSL. Okay.
What was the bet?
It was about sports, and we made a bet about sports.
I don't remember the bet. I just remember him saying he was going to suck your dick.
Oh, I remember what the bet was. It was a bet about who would finish higher, Clippers or Lakers, and you said you'd suck my dick, and the Clippers finished higher, and you owe. Yeah, it was a bet, and you owe me some fucking sweet face fucking. I'm gonna do
it for the love of the game. I'm gonna suck that dick just because I want to.
You're gonna suck my dick before you do.
It wasn't an official bag of bets, though.
It was.
Suck each other's dick was never in the fucking bag.
It was. He said he would suck my dick.
That's not a bag of bets. It's not an official. That's a side bet about sports.
But it was a bet that I am officially recognizing. There you go.
Sam, why are you running away? Just put it.
I'm not running away. I'm putting it out there. I'm going to take some big dick pills.
All you do is talk. You're that guy at the party. Everyone's talking about fucking, and you're talking about the logistics. Let's draw.
I guess nobody wants to join you.
But me and Tebow have this bet about the 2,000 yards. Is anybody else calling in?
Nope.
I'm trying to look.
Nobody wants in on this.
Anybody want to tweet us? You want in on this action? No.
Yeah, give it 10 minutes. Give it 10 minutes. Let's see if anybody else wants to make it two and two.
All right, dude. All right.
But in the meantime, Tebow, you still want to make this bag of it? You think he's going to get 2,000 yards another time in his career?
I'm not saying I think that. I'm saying that it is absolutely not out of the realm of possibilities with the way. Oh, we got a couple of people calling in.
Another guy calling in. Let's see if we can add him onto it. Hello. He hung up. Trying to add him. What? Are you there?
No, I just called the dude who hung up the pussy. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to join John Smith, bro, in this. Oh, there is another guy. Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk.
Yeah, this is Jeff Sherwood. I'm supposed to be calling in at 1 o'clock.
Oh, shit. Okay. It is 1 o'clock. Yes.
Let's call back our tranny correspondent.
We'll call back in a few, dude. Oh, shit. What just happened there? No. Decline, you. Okay, here we go.
John Smithwell, call back at 1:15.
Okay, got it.
All right,
I don't know what time that is, training.
Call back in 15 minutes.
All right, okay. We're excited. That's a fun bag of bets right there. We're going to get into.
We don't even know what it is yet, and it's exciting.
We know what it is, dude. We know what it is. Joining us on Punch Drunk Sports. Man, I didn't look at the time. Join us on Punch Drunk Sports. Is very exciting. We're excited to have him on.
What's taking you so long to say his name, Sam? I don't understand.
I'm preparing. I have all my notes. I'm going to kill everybody. I'm going to fucking kill everybody. Welcome!
Because they're professional and you're not?
No, I'm not professional. I'm just trying to be the best I can. Please, welcome to the show. Okay, hold on.
What are you doing?
All right, I'll call you right back, dude.
What is happening?
I'll call you right back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll call right back. I'm calling right back. I'm calling everybody right back.
Why?
Because Ari, I didn't know the full fucking name, okay? That's why. I didn't know the full fucking name at 1 o'clock. Yeah, I didn't look at the fucking time. Okay? So why didn't you guys fucking say something? You knew who was fucking calling in.
I didn't know what you were doing. I had no idea what you were doing. You're looking shit up. You said you're looking for your notes. I thought you were going to say something.
You're like, now, welcome on Punch Drunk Sports.
You know who's calling in.
I got his shit right here, but you're like, hey, welcome to the. Because you're like, hey, welcome to the show. Hey, here. And I'm like, oh, Sam's saying something.
Say something, T-Bone.
Because I didn't know you were struggling.
I never do anything.
And I never do anything.
That's fucking why.
You just hung up on a guest because you didn't
know
his name.
What the hell are you talking about? I didn't even know, but I do.
Why did you say who it was?
Because you're looking something up. I think you're going somewhere with something. I'm pulling out fucking candy.
I'm out.
Video.
I'm out. You guys finish the fucking show.
Wait, why are you mad because you didn't know the name of a guy you asked to call in?
What are you so pissed about?
I'm fucking tired of it, dude.
Video.
I'm just fucking tired. Get him on Skype. I'm fucking tired.
Let me see video.
I can't believe you're this upset.
I'm so fucking tired of it, Tebow.
Of what? Why are you pissed at me?
The ass motherfucker.
The hell are you talking about?
It's about me getting shit done all the fucking time. Fuck you, Tebow. You fucking go do it, dude. I'm so fucking tired of you, dude.
Call Ari back. Ari.
Yeah, where's your video?
There isn't any. He took the computer.
What? He took it and left?
Yeah, I've no, I no clue why he got that upset. Like, he's looking something up on his phone, and I'm like, oh, he's going to introduce this. And then he hangs up on him and starts screaming at me.
Wow.
Tell me I do nothing. What do I do nothing? Wow. What does that even mean? Do nothing. Wow. I wouldn't even say anything to him. You're the one fucking yelling at him, asking him what he's doing. I'm just sitting here.
Jeff Sherwood, that's his name. Why wouldn't he just... I don't understand how he didn't know the guy's name. So he hung up on the caller? He hung up on the guy who started SureDog because he didn't know his name.
Well, if he calls back, let me know. I think he knew his first name. I just don't, maybe he didn't know his last name, or I don't know. He was, but he's looking up our thread that we had on Facebook about him doing the show. I assume that's what he's looking up.
Oh. Sam reacts like a fucking child who didn't have a meal or like an 18-year-old girl on like her third period.
I mean, just I don't know, like, why he got pissed at me.
Emotions shooting through his head for no reason. Why would he get pissed at us? Because he didn't know the guy's name. It was so funny watching him flail.
I mean, I don't know why he got so pissed at me. Told me I'd do nothing for this show.
Sam just like, so he just really quit. He left.
Dude, I'll quit this goddamn show at a heartbeat. Then we'll see who does nothing.
I love how he immediately attacks. Whenever he does something wrong and you call him on it, he immediately goes, you do this, you do that. He starts getting mad at everyone else.
Thing is, I didn't even say a word.
How do you not know the name of a guy who's calling in?
Yeah, but it's like if you would think if like you couldn't remember his last name or something, you'd be like, Tebow, introduce a guest. I want to look something up or something like that.
He was just going so slow. And
he's like, please welcome to the... And I'm like, okay, Sam's going to introduce him.
So I open my bag
while he's introducing the guy. I pull out a fucking Mountain Dew. I pull out some delicious hot tamales, which I'm addicted to right now.
They're pretty hot.
Yeah, that's been my new jam lately. And then you two are getting into it. And then he fucking goes ape shit on me. I'm like, dude, I'm just sitting here. If you don't know his... How do I know he doesn't know this guy's last name? How do I know that?
I was pretty sure he didn't know his name. I was 50% sure. Once I started going like, what are you doing? Why are you taking so long? I didn't know what he was doing taking so long. And then I realized, oh, you don't know the guy's name.
I thought he was just, because he said he's looking up for his notes. I thought he had like a bunch of like questions that he, because in our text thread or our Facebook thread with Jeff, Sam was complimenting him on a bunch of segments on his website and a bunch of different elements of his website that he likes.
Yeah.
In our thread. And then, so I thought Sam was looking that up. I didn't know that he didn't, you know, and he literally said, I'm looking up my notes for the thing. I thought he's looking up his thing about all the different segments of his website that he liked. You know, hilarious. I would think if you like can't remember his name, be like, Tebow, why don't you introduce this guy while I look something up? Then I'd been like, I would have gotten a, you know, clue or something.
That's hilarious.
How this becomes, I do nothing for this fucking show.
I love how much he just attacks people out of nowhere. He just attacks his normal stages to attack.
Oh, especially me.
Oh,
he's not
going
to say shit to you. You have a TV show.
But by the way, here's who Minneapolis has left. Minnesota,
you mean?
So, yeah, Seahawks, tough D.
Tough D. Run D, tough D.
Cardinals, no
tough
idea.
Tough Run D. Very tough. Very stingy Run D. They're mirror images of each other with a
home
better
offense.
The Bears?
Bears
are... Yeah.
Like he can go off on the Bears. Home against the Giants, he can go off on that.
Right? Sure.
And then at the Packers, he'll get shut down.
I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can do it.
Yeah, he went for under 50 against the Packers last time. This last week.
All right, let's take a call, because this is either the bag of bets or it's Jeff. Let's see what we got.
Or Jeff Sherwood, yeah, let's take a call.
You're on the air with Punch Drunk.
Yeah, this is Jeff again.
Hey, yes, Jeff Sherwood, what's up, buddy?
Sam didn't know your name and he freaked out.
I think he didn't know if your last name was Sherwood.
For sure.
And I think he was looking that up, I'm not sure. But I know he had a bunch of questions that he wanted to ask.
Like that, man. That was great.
Always
fun. That's understandable, I guess.
I guess.
Always good for content, this show. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good.
Awesome, man. So let's right out the gate. Big MMA fans this show. I know you dabble in the MMA world a bit. What are your thoughts on this upcoming card? To me, I think it's one of the best cards if everybody shows up. one of the best cards that UFC has put together in a long time.
Which one are you talking about?
The 14th. The pay-per-view, the 14th one. I think it's 14th, right?
194?
Or 12th, 194, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. Obviously, there's a lot of hype behind Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo. People have been questioning Conor for a while. I think he's proven a little bit that he's a little better than most people thought originally.
Sort of.
And we'll see. Yeah, well, I mean, he's solid. I mean, he has some of the best movement in the game. But, you know, there was a lot of question marks. And,
you don't think
about a wrestler.
You don't think arrested Mendez would have continued to take him down and won that fight?
Well, here's the deal. A arrested Mendez, I mean, everybody says, you know, Chad took it on short notice. So did Conor. Plus, you know, Conor had a blown out knee at the same time, too. So I'm pretty sure that helped Chad, you know, get those takedowns. But I would definitely like to see him both with a full camp and both healthy, because neither guys were really healthy. And, you know, neither guy had a full camp for this specific fighter they were fighting. So I think it's still a great fight that will happen eventually. But everybody talks about Chad not being in condition, short notice. Well, it's a short notice for who's ever training to fight somebody else as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Hey, let me ask you a question about Sherdog in general. Like, how did you get it to be such a gigantic – I mean, when you started it, did you have a thought of, like, this will be, like, the site for MMA?
No. No, I just I started it just kind of for the hell of it. I wanted to learn how to build websites. And
really?
I was working – yeah, I was working a full-time job building airplanes for Boeing and – just so we had some downtime, I would get a lot of my work done. And as long as we got our work done, they really didn't care what else we did. So I wanted to learn how to build a website and just kind of, you know, have that in my back pocket. So I started to build a couple websites, and Sherdog happened to be one of them. And I was a huge fan of mixed martial arts back in the day, Pride and Shudo and UFC and all of the above. So I just started putting it together and just kind of stuck with it forever, and all of a sudden just started to take off.
So your pro badminton site didn't take off as well?
Yeah, it's actually funny. The other website I designed and was working on was a movie review website, and actually for majority of the time, my movie review website was much bigger than Sherdog.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah. you essentially, yeah. Because you got in, because you were such a big fan from early on days of MMA and UFC, you kind of, as that evolved, so did your website. So you were sort of like, I don't want to say you were like ground floor, I guess I would say.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there were a few other websites out at the time. And, you know, that was what I was thinking. You know, it was kind of hard to find out information about mixed martial arts and what was going on in Japan and around the rest of the world. So I wanted, you know, I'm a huge sports fan. I always have been, and I always loved ESPN. And you could always go to ESPN and find out, you know, what sports are going on anywhere around the world. So it was my idea, what would be really cool if somebody made a website about mixed martial arts and could go to this website and find out what's going on all over the world about this sport.
Yeah, ESPN wasn't covering it for shit at the time.
For a very long time.
Yeah, nobody. It was very hard to. It was even hard to get information, you know. And the sport was so new. I mean, there was so much going on. Even just in California, you know, just little events here and there. And I was lucky to. I was lucky to live in Huntington Beach, which a lot of fighters came from. There was a lot of gyms. There was a lot of fights around there. So I kind of had a little bit of an in.
I feel like MMA at the time, I mean, I was like just hanging out with Eddie Bravo and Rogan and shit. And at the time, it was like before like Couture, like Liddell 2 or something. It was kind of like wrestling, where it's like, did you see that Pride fight? Did you see that this fight? And people would just sort of talk about fights that not many people got a chance to see. You know?
Yeah, hardly anybody got to see anything, especially, and we're not even talking about, you know, all the fights that were happening in Japan. So, you know, you're just talking about UFCs and you know, back in the day, UFCs only happened like 4 times a year. So things were a lot different back then.
Do you think it's oversaturated right now? That's something we talk about this show, on this show a lot, is, you know, for all of us, you know, we kind of grew up in those days of 4 times a year, and then like once a month was a big one. And now there's, it feels like there's a UFC event every 5 days.
Every 5 days? Is it that spread out? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and you're just talking UFC. We're
I'm
not
only
talking
World
Series of Fighting,
or
Bellator,
any of that.
All these other shows. So, is it? If you ask me, if it's oversaturated, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oversaturation has killed a lot of sports over the years, and I'm hoping that this doesn't happen. But it just kind of sucks. You know, the UFC is not asking you to watch every show. You know, there's different shows for different people, and, you know, there's a big pay-per-view. You know, there's a big pay-per-view coming up. You know, do they expect you to watch every single fight on every single card leading up to that? I don't think they really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was easier to keep track of the big guys when there were less fights. It was just easier to keep track of, like, who's good, who's not. And now I feel like if you don't pay attention for 2 months, you're like, wait, who's this entire card?
Right.
Who are these people?
Right. The biggest problem that I see is you can't really build huge fights. You know, like, back in the day when there was a big fight, you know, a big main event, say Randy Couture against Pedro Hizo, you could build that up for 3 months.
Right.
And you read about it, and you go online, and you're like, you see a Pedro Hizo interview, and then you see a Randy interview, and you start getting excited, and then the closer it comes, it's like Christmas morning. Now you watch a show on Saturday who is, you know, takes place at 5:30 in the morning in South Korea, and all of a sudden, right around the corner is 3 more cards. Literally.
Yeah, exactly. You have to, like, yeah, you can't really get hyped for something like you could for, like, when Batman
came out. But yeah, it's tough, but I am hyped. I mean, you can't this card for 194, if you're not interested in some, you're not a fan. So, you know, Jose Aldo, Conor McGregor main event, not even counting, you know, the co-main event with
which could be the better fight.
It could be. And then we're also talking about Yoel Romero and Jacare, too, which is going to be a great fight. Right. Holloway, Stevens, there's so many great fights. Gunnar Nelson, Damian Maia, you know, there's tons of great fights on this card.
Now, do you think the stars aligned for this great card where certain fighters were ready for a title and they were just like, hey, man, let's put this all together right before Christmas because the stars aligned for it? Or do you think this is a trend that we're going to start to see, which is, hey, if we're going to get people because there's so many events for free, you know, Fox Sports, Fight Nights and all these things, that if we want people to pay $65, we have to put together a spectacular card?
Well, they like to think that way, I'm sure. You know, the problem is with this sport, it's hard to sign a fight, go through training camp, and show up to the fight without getting injured.
It's
just the nature of the beast. Yeah, nature of the beast for this sport. It's a very hard, very hard on your body. These guys get injured all the time. These guys all fight injured, you know? So when you see somebody pull out of a fight, basically, you know, they cannot fight because, let's be honest, there's only a handful of fighters in this sport that really are financially stable. The rest are, you know, they kind of have to fight to pay their mortgage.
Yeah, when you think about it, you get, I mean, really max 4 fights a year, close to probably like to 3.5. So if you're giving up, you know, $15,000 to $100,000 that you can only make 3 or 4 times, like, you just really can't afford to give that up. You almost have to fight.
Right.
Her.
You do. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question about Sure Dog and specifically about the underground. Is there, do you have like a way to navigate the huge amount of negativity that comes when you like join up to the underground?
You're talking MMA.TV or are you talking our forum?
Oh, is your forum not the underground?
No, the underground is MMA.TV, which I've been a fan of from the start as well.
Oh, that's the one where they like kill yourself if you get one fact wrong.
Well, there's, let's be honest. It's not just the underground. It's not just the Sure Dog forums. It's any sports forums. You know, you have these kids and these I don't know how to put it nicely, but, you know, these 20-year-olds that still live in their parents' basement that have nothing else better to do and they can't communicate without a computer or a message board on these things, going crazy for the most part. But if you dig around enough, there's a lot of smart guys that have been on these forums for a while. You just have to pick and choose. I mean, our forum's pretty bad as well. Even I'll go there and post once in a while, and these people just talk shit to me. So, and you know, it's like, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be on this forum. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's hilarious. People talk shit to you on your own forum. You're like, I'll shut this whole thing down, asshole. I'll blow this party up.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. But, I mean, you know, I mean, I say it all the time. I think MMA fans are some of the worst fans. I mean, we saw with Ronda Rousey, you know, everybody loved Ronda. Everybody said Ronda was the best fighter in the world. You know, all this stuff, and she was great, and she was doing all the mainstream media. And then she loses once, and everybody's like, I told you she sucked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she got all of the farewell. I watched that fight, and, you know, I'm a really big MMA fan. UFC, but MMA across the board, and I have been for a very long time. And I was watching that fight with a bunch of people that, you know, at the Comedy Store, so people that aren't really fans would come in because they wanted to see the Rousey fight. You know, but there's only two or three of us that were in there watching the entire card. And, you know, all these people would come in and be like, how many more till the girl fight? How many more till, you know.
Right.
They all come in and you watch the fight. The number of people that are like, I told you so. I'm like, no, you didn't. All people ever said was, you know, she does have a chance. Everybody has a punches chance. Everybody has a fighting chance. And Holly Holm is a good professional fighter. I mean, she was like 34-2 as a boxer. I mean, she had four times the amount of professional fights that Rousey ever had. What's that?
None of those people put money on it, so it's like, fuck you.
I know, but it's like all the Fairweather fans are the same ones that jump off of that bandwagon just as quick as they jumped on, that don't understand that how virtually impossible it is to go undefeated as a fighter throughout your career. This is not boxing.
If you go undefeated, you're not fighting tough competition, plain and simple.
This is not boxing.
The thing is that I think that there was so much more to that fight. And I'm not taking anything away from Holly, because Holly had a great game plan, her and her coaches. She used her striking well. I think there was so much going on in Ronda's life mentally and physically that it all came crashing down so quickly. But we'll see. You know, they're going to fight again, obviously. And it's kind of funny, because even though Holly Holm dismantled Ronda brutally, the early line already has Ronda Rousey as the favorite in a rematch.
Is that true?
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. I feel like Holly Holm just had a good game plan and caught her off guard, and it's like, that just won't happen again. But that's why I don't like immediate rematches, because I'm like, you don't give someone the benefit of actually getting an upset and winning. They should move on. They shouldn't have to face the same person again.
Jeff, do you think she deserves an immediate rematch?
Do I think she deserves it?
Ronda Rousey,
I always kind of think the champ always deserves an immediate rematch, because when you're the champ, you're fighting basically the best fighter every single time you go out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many bad days at work do you have? You know, if you're a champion, you have a bad day one day, and all of a sudden your world's crushed. Look at Ronda Rousey right now. She had a bad day. And now everyone hates her. Everyone says they knew she sucked. You know, her world's upside down. I kind of feel like they deserve immediate rematches, even though she was pretty blasted. But, I mean, put yourself in Ronda Rousey's shoes, and let's be honest. Ronda Rousey's been carrying the sport of mixed martial arts on her shoulders alone, pretty much with some help from Conor McGregor, for like the last 2 years.
Yep. I agree with that.
Tough.
And, you know, John Jones, his name was always in the media as this bad guy. He was always getting busted for things, the car accident, all these things. As much as they wanted him to be the guy, he just was always in trouble.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, he's a young athlete, but we see this in the the NBA and the NFL all the time.
Yep.
Of, you know, these guys that are coming out of college and they've never had money like this, and all of a sudden they're on top of the world. They got money, you know, they got everything. I mean, you put yourself in John Jones' shoes.
Absolutely.
When you're 21 coming out of college, and all of a sudden you have all these women dying after you. You have all this money. I'd be doing the same shit.
Let's be honest. 100% true. And I always say that. When I was 21, I wasn't famous. I wasn't rich. And I wasn't invited to the places that he was invited with all the yes men and all of the, you know, all the pussy around me. And I did so many stupid things at 21 that if they were publicized, I would be laughed out of town.
Yeah, just like if a camera was following your ass around the whole
exactly,
time.
Man.
You'd be in trouble.
Oh, so much
this
trouble.
Is video
anybody.
This is a picture I just saw of Britney Spears and Kevin Federline on the beach. Just the two of them on the beach in the height of their like fame.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, okay, it's a nice picture of celebrities on the beach. And then there's another picture of them from behind. And it's like the ocean like 20 feet in front of them. And then a wall of reporters in front of them blocking the ocean. Taking the picture of them just casually at the beach.
It's exactly.
Like, in a normal
life. Not everybody could go through their life in sports like Derek Jeter and keep a clean slate where nobody ever caught you screwing up.
Yeah, LeBron James, another example of that.
Yeah, Jeter really did it.
Jeter did nothing. And what's crazy is you can't tell me, and you know, I love Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter was great for Major League Baseball and the New York Yankees, and I'm a Dodger fan, so I hate the Yankees. But you can't tell me with Derek Jeter banging all those hot women that he banged, because he was, they were all, you know, top 10, but he didn't, you know, have a good time and like to go out and do things. He was just smarter than everybody else.
He was smart about it because he never got married. You know, he's like, look, if I'm going to be young and rich and good looking and famous, and women are just going to throw themselves at me, the hottest women on the planet are going to throw themselves at me, why would I get married now and get half of my stuff taken and my reputation ruined? I'm going to ride this out until I hit the point in my life where I'm retired, where now I need Viagra to get hard, and then I'm going to settle down with a nice lady.
Yeah, he did a good job. He was great. You know, great for the kids to look up to. You know, that's the thing. A lot of these athletes, you know, you talk about, you know, role models and things like that. Derek Jeter's a legit role model. I don't think half of these athletes have even any interest in being a role model, really.
Oh, I think they just want to play the sport that they love, and they want to be famous, and they want to be rich, and they want to play the sport. But they're like, it's like the Charles Barkley thing. It's like, hey, man, I didn't ask to be a role model. You're the parents. Be the role model.
Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily disagree with that.
Oh, yeah, I 100% don't either. And there's a lot of people that do want that role. You see Cam Newton doing that right now, and I think Cam Newton is great for the NFL. And I think, you know, every touchdown, there he is handing a ball to some kid, you know, some kid in a wheelchair or some nice, you know, young boy. It changes their life. You know, he's doing all that, and the NFL loves that. And he wants that role. I think LeBron James wants that role. You see him in commercials with kids all the time and doing all that. But everybody doesn't necessarily want that role.
Right. It should be kind of their choice, but you know, it is what it is. You're going to have kids that are going to look up to these athletes. You're going to have kids looking up to John Jones no matter what, you know? And, you know, it's just sad that, you know, not everybody can be a professional, but you know, at the same time, everybody in life screws up.
Yeah. I can see that. So what's new and happening with the website? What, tell people where they can check out. I mean, obviously SureDog.com. But what's new in your world? You'd like to plug anything, or?
Well, we got our new app for Android and iPhones now. So it's much improved than before. You could go to the store and download it. Go to the site and find it. Download it. It's really slick. It took a long time to come up with this because you know, we had one way a long time ago, and it was just kind of a stopgag thing where we were going to say, okay, we're going to put this up and just kind of go with it till we work on something that we really want and that we really like and that people will really like that includes the Fight Finder, because so many people love the Fight Finder. So the new app has all that in it, and there's upgrades coming all the time. Pretty soon you'll be able to listen to our live radio with the app and things like that. So it's really, really improved. So if you haven't downloaded that yet, go check it out.
Awesome, man. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. We'd love to have a call, maybe like right after the big fight on the 12th. Maybe we'd love to have you call back in and let us know what you think. But everybody go to SureDog.com for all of your MMA info. One-stop shop, buddy. Right. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. Talk to you guys. Bye.
See you, brother.
I can't believe Sam freaked out.
Oh, it's so weird. He was in such a good mood before that.
That guy was great. He was so cool.
Yeah. I mean, fine. I mean, like, hey, man, sorry. I was looking up your thing.
Looking up your info. I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, I mean, because in our Facebook thread that we had going on about this, Sam was talking about all the different segments on his website that he wanted to talk about. So when he's like, hang on one second, and he's looking it up, I'm like, oh, he's looking this up. At any point, he can be like, hey, can you introduce our guest while I look this up? But it's like, he's talking, he wants to do it. So I'm like, cool. I'm not going to cut him off and be like, hang on, I'll introduce him. You got to let me know that if you're like, hey, hang on. So on the phone is our caller, and he's, at what point in time do I jump in?
Yeah.
You got to
let
me know. You got to be like, hey, Teeb, can you introduce this guy? I want to look up my notes.
I mean, you looked at me.
He's talking the whole fucking time.
I love immediately whenever you say he did something wrong, he's always like, I'm doing the work that I have to.
Tells me I do nothing. Hey, I do nothing for the show, huh?
I always want to tell him, like, dude, you do a lot, but you should do a little more 5 minutes before the show starts. Like, tell Frank there's going to be a call at this time so he can pick it up. Find out the guy's name, write it down. It's just on the show, it's not the time.
Well, he had it on the thing. I get that you're looking it up in the thread.
I love it.
Or you're looking up, you know, all your notes about what segments are, you know, things on SureDog.com that he likes. You know, the guy's a super nice guy. Very knowledgeable. I think Tate was trying to call in. Do we have another caller? Tate just hit me up and he's like, that's the last time I ever try to call in. Which the bad news for that is, he's the guy that we need for our fight with Fighter and the Kid.
Look, we don't need him calling in. We need him working out.
That is true. Tate, you just stay in shape, bro. You stay.
Don't worry about the phone, man. The phone will just hurt you.
You stay in shape, Tate. But yes, call in. I mean, fine. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe this is the last Punch Drunk ever. Maybe this is the last one, Ari. I clearly do nothing for the show.
Fun times. I love how much he freaks out. I love it. I just went to his Twitter to see if he wrote anything, but he did not.
I mean, at least freak out at Ari, because he's the one busting your balls.
Hey, can everyone who's listening tweet to Sam and say that he's right, that Jeff Sherwood is a tough name to know, to remember? Can you all just text him like, Sam, you're right, but for the wrong reasons?
Yeah, that's
shit like that. Like,
yeah, just so he can call me later and tell me what a fucking T-Bow, bro, you're a fucking, I love you, bro, but...
Yeah, Ari wants you to waste paper by writing shit down ahead of time. Don't listen to him.
I love you, bro, but you don't do anything for the show. All you do is show up. You don't do anything. I mean, I don't do anything. Sent this guy our number. Told this guy when to call in. Sent it. Literally in the show, he goes, hey, did you send him the number? I go, yep. Okay, cool. Guess that's doing nothing. Name every episode. Give every description every episode. That's doing nothing. I'm the only one that isn't on the road every other weekend. I'm here every week. That's doing nothing.
Oh, whatever. Hey, is Tranny correspondent calling back in?
Let's take it and find out. We got a call. Maybe it's Tripoli.
I don't think we have any other
anybody. Caller, else. Are you there? Hello. Welcome to Punch Drunk. Who is this? Yeah, prank. We're getting prank called, Ari. Now the wheels are falling off the bus. No one even calls us seriously anymore. Let's see about this bag of bets. All right, here's how I know we could be in trouble with this bet, Ari.
What?
Because this bag that the bag of bets is in is a Crown Royal bag, and it is purple and gold, the color of the Vikings.
Oh, I thought you were going to say color of the Lakers.
I will never say the L word. I'll never say the L word to a woman. And I'll never say the L word in relation to basketball. All right, when's the last time you told a woman I love you and you meant it? And you meant it.
Love. I meant when I last time I told a woman I love you and I meant it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
When was it? You don't even have to say the person. Just be like, give me the ballpark of the year. It's been a couple of years for me.
I'd say like...
And I probably say it a lot more than you.
I'm probably 2008.
Jesus Christ, this is like a decade ago. It's 8 years ago.
Is that possible?
Isn't that crazy when you think about that? That's because you've been slowly getting famous and you've been getting all this pussy where you can have... You get... Okay, we got a call. Let's take it. You can have the milk without buying the cow.
He's saying the girls I date are cows?
Not saying that. You're on the air with Punch Drunk. How can I help you? Skype is being weird today. Great. I mean, if you got to take it the other way, since Ari doesn't have video no matter what.
Oh, hey, why don't you call me right back? Because I have two calls going for some reason. I have a 207 call coming. Can you call me right back?
Call you back. Sure. No problem. I don't know what's going on with there. So, yeah, feel free to give us a call these last 20 minutes of the show and let us know what you think. Tate Fletcher is so upset. I'll tell Tate to call right now. Fan wanted Tate to call in, and who knows if that's going to happen. Always a small window with this guy. Always a small window with him. And tranny correspondent or whoever that was, John Smith or John Jones, Tate is, let me give his number out over the air. It is 213. All right, trying that. Who's this? Is this Ari?
Motherfucker, this is Tate.
Hey, man, we were on the air with Jeff Sherwood from SureDog.com, and I think you were trying to call in, and we couldn't take two calls at once because we're having Skype problems. Hi, buddy.
Yeah, well, I think that it's a easy choice that you dump him from there and then you pick me up.
Hey, had I known it was you calling, I didn't know until you texted me and threatened me via text.
At any rate, why did Sam leave? What'd you do to my friend?
I don't know what... I don't know. Maybe the guy's having a bad day. I know Sam's going through a lot. I don't know what... But he's looking something up on his phone while he's talking and never even... I'm getting fucking candy out of my bag. Ari starts busting his balls and being like, come on, Sam, what's wrong with you? Huh? Doing what Ari does. And Ari stands up and goes, Tebow, you fuck everything up, and storms out. Threw a cord in my face.
I wonder why he got mad.
I think he...
I asked him, but he couldn't say. He just was on text. And so he said, I just stormed out. I'm sorry. He says, I wouldn't disrespect your call the way Tebow is.
Oh, he said that?
No, he didn't say that.
Oh. It wouldn't surprise me. Everything's my fault. It tells me I don't do anything for the show. You do nothing. I'm tired of your shit. Fuck you, Tebow.
You know what? I disagree. And I think he's just having a bad day. And this is where we have to be kind and gracious with our friend.
Hey, I get it, man. I get it. Like I said to Ari, I'm like, bro, if you're looking through your phone, instead of talking and continuing to talk, just say, Tebow, introduce this guy while you're looking something up.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for him to say something.
It's an uncomfortable thing because when I'm on... Like, any of that stuff, like doing my podcast and all that, this guy that's helping me produce, he's like, yeah, you can just flip the camera from this guy to that guy. I'm like, I'm not doing any of that while I'm talking to somebody because it breaks up the conversation. Like, if you're not engaged with the conversation, the conversation is fucking gone. And even just people listening on audio feel that. And so that's a horrible mistake. He should put his phone in his pocket.
Well, he was looking up his notes to interview the guy. But it's like he forgets the guy's name, and I think he gets embarrassed that he doesn't know his name, so he just hangs up on everybody and then goes bonkers on me. You know, starts telling me I'm a fucking failure and fuck you. And I'm like, dude, talk to Ari. He's the one shitting on you right now.
Now, where is Ari right now?
He's on Skype. We're trying to Skype him back in.
Oh, good, man. So he's in New York City.
Yeah, he's in sitting in his apartment. Friend has not put a shirt on for an hour and pretty much 95 minutes. Hasn't put a shirt on.
Well, it probably has to do with his I bet he doesn't have pants on either.
I think we're going to find that out. How are you doing, Tate? What's up with you? Oh, hang on one second.
He's crazy. He loves to bite people if he can.
Oh, yeah. How are you? What's up with you? Why aren't you in town?
Come on. Oh, I'm just waiting. I was supposed to get this call today, and I think Warner Brothers went with another guy to be Vincent D'Onofrio's partner on Chips, on the movie Chips.
Ooh,
but
wow.
I'm waiting to hear. I'm still hopeful. We don't know. It could happen. And if that's the case, I'll be on a plane tonight. And if not, come on, pop up in here. If not, I'm just waiting on Mike Dolce and Carlos Condit are about to meet me down at the warehouse for Caveman Coffee and have some coffee this afternoon. And maybe we'll do a little podcast. I don't know. But I'm just kind of learning on my own how to do like a YouTube video for it. So I just did my first YouTube video podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm really growing up over here. I'm really... You guys are getting me into a whole new realm of being.
My baby's all grown up.
You know, I'm trying. I'm trying to be more
Did he just hang up on us? No, Skype just quit. Oh, really? Skype quit. This is just not our day. You guys, this is it. This is the last episode of Punch Drunk. Skype doesn't want it to happen. Sam doesn't want it to happen. Ari won't ever put clothes on. I don't know how much I have left in the tank. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm already doing nothing. I already don't do shit. How can I do less than nothing? Well, wait, let's stick around till next week and let's fucking find out. Tell me I don't do fucking nothing. We're trying to call Ari back. We're trying to call Tate
there
back.
We go.
Oh, there's Ari.
Yeah.
Ari, I was just announcing that this is the last episode of Punch Drunk ever.
Oh, really?
I think it's over. I think we've had our run. I think it was good. We've had 4 websites, 7 fucking studios, 8 sponsors, 6 of them have canceled, 7 is going to cancel now because we just lost Tate, so there goes that. Not to mention all the fucking Fighter and the Kid. You know what's going to happen?
What?
Me and Ari are going to be on Fighter and the Kid from now on. It's going to be the 4 of us. We're going to join forces, get some of that Caveman Coffee Porsche money.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do shit. Hey, I don't do shit for this show. Wait till next week when I either don't even show up or I just don't say a fucking word.
Who's calling in?
Is that Tate?
213?
Yeah, that's Tate.
Ask him to talk about Sam's relapse.
It's weird because it's not picking up. Uh-oh, there's a text. Oh, that's from you saying, yo, I had to relaunch. Try again. Yeah, man, I don't know why Skype's being weird. It was being weird on Sam's computer, too. Every time he would try to add somebody, it would just hang up on him. And then he had to do the answer the phone thing and then unmute Ari.
So try that.
Yeah, that's what we'll have to do. Tate's call whenever Tate calls again. I mean, should we pull out of this bag of bets?
Well, we need him on the phone.
I mean, we need him on the phone, but I'm sure he's listening and watching. If he can't call in, he won't know what the bag of bets is.
All right, so then he'll just listen. But he's in, so we're just doing it, him two against us. No third person, because we can't get anybody else.
Right.
Unless somebody else tweeted in and said they want to be part of it. You want to check? Where's Frank?
Frank is sick today. He's hosting a potluck all night last night. So, you know that is. You shake 97 fucking hands in one fucking night, you have full-blown AIDS the next day.
Yeah, I do know how that is.
I had a decent potluck spot. That's my new thing. I'm just going in on Mondays. Let's see. Looking.
I see tweets at some. At you.
It's all that's what I'm. All I'm looking at. Everybody seems to be freaking out about Sam's meltdown here.
How do you look at tweets at you?
Sam yelling at T when Ari was the one giving him shit. Oh, that's a funny one. Sam gets names wrong all the time. That's what I get. I get him being upset because you're busting his balls and giving him shit. When he's trying to be like, hey, man, hang on. I'm looking something up.
Yeah, just take it. Take the abuse. What are you fucking worried about? You a comic or not?
I get that. But, well, I don't get why I fuck you, T-Bo. If I say something, then fucking come at me.
Yeah.
If you think I don't do shit for the show, ask me about it off air, and I'll itemize the shit I do for the show.
Are we still on video?
We're on video. You can't see me.
Okay, I'm going to go to punchdrunksports.com.
Yeah, man, I don't see anybody saying, yeah, I'm in on the bet.
Okay, so that's it. That means we're doing, what's it called? We're doing, just us two against Tranny.
Oh, on the phone?
Is he on the phone?
Are you there?
Bro.
Hey, you ready to do this, bro?
Let's do it, bro.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jew, are you ready?
Yeah, wait, where's the live feed on Punch Drunk Sports?
You're trying to watch that video? I don't know, it should be there.
What the fuck is it? Tranny, you know where it is?
It should be. Tranny correspondent, are you still there? Oh, is this
John Smith, bro?
John Smith, bro.
It's John Smith, bro.
John yeah. Smith, bro. Are you watching the feed live?
I was. I just turned it off.
Watching it on what? PersonSports.com?
Just the tweet that Ari sent out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but where is it on that site? I can't even see.
Oh, you have to go under the tab, and then it says "Watch Live."
Watch Live. Boom! I see it.
I mean, I already did this one. All right, I pulled one out that I've already done.
Which one? Okay, drop that.
Should we drop it? It was a fun one, but I've already done it, and I feel like it's elaborate enough to fucking have to do it. I imagine everything I pull out of here, I've done.
Well, we got to add. Once we do one, you can't throw it back in. You got to add Viagra to it and then put it back in.
This one is pretty good.
We're doing it. Whichever one this one is.
Well, it's the one we did in San Diego with a fan where you have to take three swats of a fly swatter across the back and or chest.
I like that.
As hard as you can. And you have to post the video of you doing that on Twitter. So whether it's an Instagram video or whatever the hell you want to do.
You're never going to be in L.A., are you?
No, I'll be in L.A.
You will? Okay, we can do it all together. That's a perfect one. So we can either get him six times or he gets us three each.
Yep, exactly right. And when will you be in L.A.?
Oh, I'm from Orange County.
Oh, okay. All right. So cool. So right at the end of the NFL season.
Finishes with 1,712 yards.
Once the season's over, come to the Comedy Store some Saturday night. Ari will be in town. I'll be in town. Come there and watch a night playoff game or something. We'll get you into the store. You can watch the show, and we'll pay off the bag of bets. Either you get to whack the living shit out of Ari and I, and we'll put it on Twitter, or we get to fucking double smack the living fuck out of you. And Ari, you can hit him in the front with a fly swatter right when I hit him in the back.
Oh, double.
Yeah, we could double. Are you down for that?
I'm down. It's not going to be on stage, is it?
Probably not.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
I mean, I don't think it's a prerequisite that it's on stage, but I mean, we will record it. We can just do it in the back parking lot or something, or maybe in that back bar. And yeah.
All right, I'm in, man.
All right, awesome, man. That sounds great. Well, thanks, and we'll keep us posted. 1850 is the 1850 or higher, you win.
Are we allowed to put anything on the fly swatters, like lather anything on there? Is that legal?
I'll tell you what.
That's a good question. What? Like thumbtacks?
No, I was thinking more like some fluid.
Like cum?
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to add that to the bet, I got to think about that. That's a good ad.
That is a good ad, getting slapped with a fucking fly swatter full of cum. That makes it more of a spatula, I guess.
You got to go to the bathroom and jizz on a fly swatter.
I've done worse. Not gonna
Luckily,
lie.
Luckily, I'm sexually attracted to flies, so it won't be a problem.
And fly swatters have always given me a boner. Stemming back to that time I had a fly swatter put 17 inches into my ass.
Well, John Bro, do you want to add fluid?
No, it could be an option, I guess. Like, can that be legal? Like,
if we well, wanted, I think
I would say if we wanted to do it, you could add anything that wouldn't be. Physically damaging or extra hurtful, like tacks would be hurtful.
Thumbtacks or like just spray both sides of it with mace.
Yeah, or no, that could be physically damaging. I was thinking like acid.
Or how about like hummus?
Hummus would be fine.
I'm fine with hummus.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything not physically damaging I think is okay.
All right, I'm in.
I mean, if I put anything on it, it's definitely going to be cum.
No blood.
Ooh.
How about shit?
Yes. Hummus, yes.
What about shit? That's a good question. What about shit?
No shit.
Okay. But cum. What if I just piss all over it?
How about no cum? How about just any sort of other, not bodily fluid, but any sort of liquid that's not damaging?
Why? Perfume? Who cares? I'm going to fucking slap somebody across the chest with a hot fucking load.
Dude,
Charlie Sheen got AIDS, man.
Yeah, but I'm not giving you Charlie Sheen cum. Maybe Boon Shakalaka, but that's about it.
No cum.
Ugh.
But all fluids, right. Yes. You can put anything on there. That's not. You can put a fucking baseball card, whatever you want. That's not going to be physically damaging or fluids.
I mean, I've said this a lot of times in my life. Cum or bust. I'm cum or bust. It's either cum or nothing.
That's the name of your album.
Oh, Ben Gay would be good.
Ooh.
Like Nike.
But Ben Gay might be helpful because you're slapping it and it's really painful, but then you're also lathering on Ben Gay to kind of soothe the pain.
I like Ben Gay. I think that should be the bet. Ben Gay fly swatter.
Or Ben Gay into your...
Okay.
Or Ben Gay into contacts, then you put the contacts in.
No, Tebow, you're taking it too far.
That'd just be horrible. Okay, Ben Gay, cum, or what else?
No, cum. Just Ben Gay or
hot
any other,
sauce. Like super hot sauce, like that shit that like when you go to the hot sauce store, it's like you can't buy this if you're pregnant.
I don't know. Is that gonna hurt your chest? I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, but it might splash up in your eyes or your face.
Or the swatter's eyes.
That's true, too. Well, I'll wear goggles. I'm not an idiot. Especially if there's cum involved. If there's cum involved, no goggles. But if it's hot sauce, goggles.
I think for me, I'm just going Ben Gay. I like Ben Gay. I like that.
Yeah, Ben Gay. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Fly swatter with or without Ben Gay?
It's up to the swatter.
Okay. Maybe you could even go one without, two with.
Swatter's choice, I like to say.
Water's choice.
Oh, I have another question. What if one of us gets injured? Can we have like a ringer come in? Like some yoked out dude from like Gold's Gym or something to take my spot?
No.
In case I get hurt? No.
If you get hurt, yes. I say yes.
What hurt? He's going to claim hurt.
Maybe he's an honest guy and I like to trust in people. And I think it would be very funny if like there's me and you fucking got our shirts off and then like you know the guy that played the mountain on Game of Thrones? He's like 6'7", 380 of just solid muscle. Brock Lesnar comes walking in with two fly swatters in each hand, loaded up with cum and thumbtacks. There's nothing. We would both just shit our pants. You know what? I'll give you this. If you are hurt and you can provide a real doctor's note, and I would accept this as a doctor's note. What's your name again? John, Bill, Bob, some normal. What's your name?
John Smith, bro.
John Smith, bro, is hurt. John Smith, bro, is really hurt. Bad. Period. Love a real doctor. If you can have a note that says that, I'm going to go like, yeah, I mean, he's got a doctor's note.
Yeah, if he has a doctor's note on doctor's paper.
If you have doctor's note, we'll let Tate Fletcher do it.
Oh, okay.
But if we can both have a doctor's note that we are hurt, then Tate Fletcher would be hitting you 6 times. So I would keep that into fucking consideration.
By the way, if we have any listeners out there who can Photoshop a really good doctor's note for the TSA, please do that. And I think everyone should just have the same note and just use it when you're like, can't take my shoes off. And they're like, do you have a doctor's note? Like, yes, here.
And what does the doctor's note say? My patient can't take his shoes off.
This man, whatever, has mitosis filibopsis and cannot take his shoes off under any circumstances without my supervision.
Love a real doctor.
Long live freedom. Yeah, I love a real doctor.
USA for president.
Yeah. All right, bro. Thanks, Tranny. Well, thanks, John, bro.
Thanks, John Smith, bro. Keep us posted. Now I've got a lot at stake with these goddamn Vikings.
Yeah. Now do you want to do the bag of bets for...
I got this bet with Mervis, and now I get this bet with this thing.
What about the 2,000 yards? You don't really think that. That's not a bet you want to make.
I mean, but it's just... It's like betting on, like, forever. I mean, it'll never be paid off. It'll never be paid off because this show is over.
So what? You can still pay off your goddamn bet.
Yeah, but who's going to give a shit about it without the show? Oh, Jeeb's got to fucking not have a cell phone for 24 hours. Who cares?
You think the show's over? You think this is it?
I could see it being over. I could see me not giving a flying fuck since I don't do shit anyway. Since I bring nothing. I bring nothing of quality to this show. I don't bring content. I don't do anything.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you're not here. You're in New York. You're living a good career.
Yeah,
Shipley's got 9 other podcasts.
Yeah, I got to Skype in. You don't have to do anything.
And nobody respects what Shipley does for the show. Obviously, none of us respect him. And obviously, I'm some sort of dumb fuck. fuck that. You want to see me do nothing for this show, motherfucker? I'll show you what nothing is.
What does that mean?
That means you send all the fucking titles every week. You send the goddamn description every week. You talk to Danish and O'Neill about what bits to do. You call them in and set up all these goddamn gags.
Look, let's be clear.
I'll just show up and do a 9-minute fucking dates out the gates. I'll come in and plug private parties no one can even fucking go to 5 months from now.
He does love doing that.
Bro, I'm doing it, and 2016, doing a private party in Minnesota. No one can even go to that!
Sam should call in.
I mean, I do nothing. I had his fucking back during that! You're the asshole busting his balls! He throws a fucking cord at me and shits on me about my life!
He threw the cord at you?
Yeah! I mean, I'm sick of me. God damn it. The more I think about it, the more angry I fucking get. You watch me not be here for a while.
If I don't do shit,
I'll save myself a 45-minute fucking walk.
You walk to the studio?
That's not doing shit. I quit. This is the last episode the Teeb's on. I'll start my own fucking podcast like everybody on fucking Twitter tells me to. I'll show up to the same fucking studio and then I'll talk. Tell me I don't do shit.
But at least he said you don't do shit for the podcast?
Yeah, I'm fucking sick of you, Tebow. I'm fucking sick of your shit. You don't do shit for this fucking podcast. Fuck you, Tebow. That was his answer to you shitting on him.
That's my favorite part.
I'm sitting here opening up a Mountain Dew while he's... Welcome to the show, our next guest, bro. Hang on one second. Let me look something up. I'm a big fan of this guy. This guy... And you're going, Sam, what are you doing? Hang on, bro. Sam, what are you... I'm looking something up, bro. I'm looking up. Please welcome to the show. You know what? Fuck it. Then he hangs up on everybody and looks at me and tells me to go fuck myself.
Why didn't he just wait to pick up the phone after he looked up who it was?
Because the phone's ringing nonstop and we can't get the Twitter to work. So it just popped up this guy's number. So Sam answered it. Because we were doing so much shit, neither one of us realized it was 1 o'clock. So he answers it and we thought that it was a guy. I assume Sam thought that it was a guy who wanted to be in pairing up with this guy in the bag of bets.
Oh, yeah.
Because we go, let us know if anybody wants to team up with John Smith, bro. And then their phone rings three different times. Three lines ring at once, and Sam answers one, and he goes, hey, man, it's Jeff Sherwood. I was supposed to call in.
Yeah, but that, right away, he could be like, oh, great. Guys, we're here with the founder of Sherdog Sports.
Yeah, but he went to look something up. I'm not psychic. I don't know what he's looking up. And if he'd been like, hey, Teeb, introduce this guy. I'm looking something up. I would have done it. But he insists on talking. So he's like, oh, please welcome to the show. Real good friend of mine. Big fan of everything he does. This guy's one of my favorite. Quit talking and tell me to do it if you're in trouble. If you forgot something or you can't think of something, be like, Teeb, can you introduce this guy? I want to look up my notes. But as he's talking, I'm like, Sam has this. So I open my bag. I pull out a Mountain Dew. I pull out my goddamn hot tamales. You're shitting on him. And then he fucking goes off on me. You know why? It's because I don't have shit. I don't have a TV show. I don't have a car. I sleep in a goddamn ditch. So I'm easy to shit on. It's bully mentality. Last punch drunk for me. Last one. I'll talk to fucking Magical.
And I'll start my own shit.
Dude, give me a time slot. I'm going to start my own shit. I'm done with Punch Drunk. That's just Ari and Sam now.
Talk to Aaron. He's right there.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm going to figure it out. And maybe me and Dean Del Rey will do it. Oh, yeah. Glad to have a co-host. This guy, Sam Tripoli, really thinks you're a fucking loser.
He's so addicted to the fucking radio way of doing things that he's like, I have to do the big intro. I can't just be like, oh, cool. Hey, man. Welcome. Glad to have you.
And that's
you.
Fine. If that's his thing, that's fine.
But he already do said it. His name and you can't find his name. So, like, don't worry about it anymore. I like how he's like, and now on joining us on Punch Drunk Sports. Just start, bro. What are you taking so long?
I don't know what I did. And if the guy's got obviously some sort of personal problem with me, like he always has.
I agree.
Like he always has.
Yeah.
Doesn't think I'm capable of jack shit. So why? Why then? Why? Why? Well, I don't have to do that.
No, you don't.
I can go where people are grateful that I'm there instead of like I'm some sort of fucking speed bump. Oh, God, T's got to make a point here. Middle of every sentence takes a call. I don't know, man.
Yeah, he doesn't take calls at the right time.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Definitely not here next week. Probably my last one. Thanks for listening to Punch Drunk, everybody. Ari, I love you. Go to all the fucking sites and do what you got to do. Suck it. See ya.
All right, everybody. I'll see you later. Bye.